Longtime BSO principal cellist Jules Eskin had an unparalleled 53-year career as principal cellist with the Boston Symphony Orchestra. He passed away last November after a long struggle with cancer. This morning, his cousin Mark Ludwig, a violinist with the BSO, is joining us to talk about the Jules Eskin tribute concert taking place on July 30th. That's this Sunday, which includes performances by BSO musicians and longtime friends, including Emmanuel Axe. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Mark Ludwig to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
A pleasure.
At what point after Jules' passing did you start thinking about a tribute concert?
Well, actually, Aza, his widow, who is also a violinist in the BSO, had approached me to put together a program. And so we sat down and took time thinking about who would be some of the people so appropriate to celebrating the life of Jules. And as you said, it's really a legendary career, 53 years as principal in the Boston Symphony Orchestra. But Jules also had such an array of interests, and he touched so many people on so many fronts that the evening coming up on Sunday, the 30th, is, a program of music and people reminiscing on just what a very special soul he was.
When you look at putting that program together, how much of it was almost automatic as if, okay, we have to have this, and how much of it was deep thought of kind of curating what needed to be there?
Well, it's a mixture. I mean, one of the things that immediately came to the forefront was the wonderful cello solo in the slow movement of the Brahms Second Piano Concerto. It's an incredibly lyrical set of solos, and this is a piece that I dare say all my colleagues in the BSO would say, to hear Jules Eskin play it, and it was almost as if it was written for him. So having that on the program, there's going to be a video segment of him performing that with Peter Serkin some 20-plus years ago. And then, there are other pieces where you just had to think through it because there were so many pieces that he played so beautifully. So just trying to get that together and the fact that Manny Axe will perform and speak. Also Arnold Steinhardt from the Guarneri String Quartet, who had been a longtime colleague and friend of Jules. Aza asked me to think back as Jules not only as my colleague but my cousin. And here we grew up in a musical family. In fact, Jules and my father were students at Tanglewood back in the late 1940s. Mm. So there's just a lot of history and playing chamber music as a family members, and then, of course, Aza joining us in that. And it was just such a richness of experiences to be shared. And I think it's going to be a very special evening on Sunday, not only for the audience members, but those people who are coming up on the stage at Ozawa Hall to share their experiences and their artistry.
It does also talk about, not only in the literal sense, but also in the musical and the professional sense of the family nature of an orchestra.
Yeah, you think about it. We spend so much time together. We share music that we love. We tour together. We eat together. If we're lucky enough, especially playing in the Boston Symphony, the 10 years tend to be quite long. So we grow up together in a certain way. We go through the different stages of life, and we share with families. And in the case of Jules and Aza, they were colleagues, but they were married too. And so it's truly very much family-oriented.
When you put the program together, tell us just a little bit about the highlights and how it'll work through on Sunday evening.
So the Boston Symphony cello section will start the program. The lovely arrangement for cellos of a work by Verdi from the Four Sacred Pieces. And accompanying that, I've put together a photo montage. Photos of Jules from, age 6 or 7 up to his last months. And, not only Jules, the performer, But Jules, who loved to hike and run and ride his motorcycle and have cars, and, you know, they reflect all his different interests and his friendships, his relationships. So that'll be the beginning of the program. I'll speak a little bit about my relationship with Jules. That'll be followed with Malcolm Lowe, the concertmaster of the BSO, and Steve Ansel, the principal violist, performing the Adagio from the Mozart duo in G major. And then Arnold Steinhardt will come out and speak about his long history with Jules. There'll be some photographs as well, and some of those were taken by his wife. And then we have this great segment. It's from the Schubert Trout, and it dates back to 1968, and Richard Good is playing piano, Joey Silverstein, Burton Fine, Jules, Henry Portnoy. And then from there we go to a section with Manny. Manny will speak, and then he's going to play Schubert Liszt arrangement. And then there'll be a few more comments I'll give, and we'll conclude with the Brahms from the piano concerto, the slow movement. It's just the music alone is so beautiful. And, you know, to hear Jules play again in Ozawa Hall, there's something very special about that.
The concert takes place in Ozawa Hall at 7 p.m. this Sunday, July 30th. A memorial concert recalling Jules Eskin's 53 years as principal, and you can find out more information by going to tanglewood.org, tanglewood.org. Mark Ludwig, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure. Thank you for putting together this beautiful concert and for sharing with us
thank
this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Again, you can find out more information about the performance at Ozawa Hall Sunday night at 7 o'clock by going to tanglewood.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.